Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. We come today to 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 25 and 26. Here's what the passage says. How the mighty have fallen in battle. Jonathan lies slain on your heights. I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother. You are very dear to me. Your love for me was wonderful, more wonderful than that of a woman. Those, of course, are the words of David after he learned Jonathan had been killed in battle. For 10 years, David had been running from Saul, and now the fugitive life was over. But David was not in the mood for celebration at all. Saul and his son Jonathan were dead. And David wrote a lament, and he ordered that the men of Judah be taught the words. David wanted the former king and his son remembered and honored. David had never known a kindred spirit like Jonathan. They had the same purpose in life and the same passion for God. More than once, Jonathan saved David's life. And although he was the king's son, Jonathan acknowledged David as the next king and made the sacrifices necessary for that to happen. You know, some read today's passage and conclude that there's an inappropriate relationship between David and Jonathan because he said Jonathan's love was more wonderful than that of a woman. But that's not the case. Neither is David suggesting that marital love is inferior to a friendship. David is simply drawing attention to Jonathan's great sacrifice and self-denying commitment. David had never known a friend like Jonathan. And as he took the throne, he never would know a friend like Jonathan again. Father, help us develop friendships that are built on the same purpose for life and the same passion for you. Help us to be friends that demonstrate great sacrifice and self-denying commitment. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.